RadioNowDominican.edu is the official radio station of Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson. With you, broadcasters for today.
Interesting game. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Stu. Oh, it's been an interesting game so far. It's tied 1-1 here. The DU switching the sides of the field right now. It's been real strategic. We compared it to a chess match, sort of, Stu, between the coaches. They're just sort of filling each other out, still trying to, you know, see where each one, I guess, is trying to do. Each team trying to get the up and up over the other one. So it's going to be a close one, I think, here. We're not going to see high scoring or real high action like we saw in the women's game previous. It's going to be a tight one, and we love those types of games. Those are another form of barn burners. Those are the ones where the anticipation just kills you. So
the Bishops and the Castles are all lined up.
Oh, yeah.
And the Penguins have the ball on offense to open up the second half. Penguins take it down the right side. I need you. And quickly out of bounds. Notre Dame's got the ball. They had to chase it way out of here, Josh.
No, that went way far out on the right
side. It's funny. I mean, they had to chase it about 50 yards out of play, and the clock just continues to roll. That's soccer. Inbounds. Overhead. Penguins pick it up. Penguins are attacking that southern goal this time. And some people say, it may just be legend, or urban legend, as it were, that this field is not quite level. So some people might tell you that the Penguins are now running downhill. And in soccer, that's a good thing. The game's tied, 1-1. And we're back underway as the ball is in play. Some inconsequential kicking back and forth. Everybody at midfield. Nobody can really break it free. Now NDNU clears it into the backcourt. Slows things down over to the right side now, right at midcourt. They slow it down again. Penguins approach. Oh, man, and now it ends up in the fifth row of the grandstands with a whistle. And the referee is going to run over toward us. Foul on Azar Vegas. And the senior, Vegas, picks up the foul. Ball's back in play now as the kick from behind the timeline. Goes, oh, no. And the ball came, a minute, Josh. The ball came off of Ziegler's head. He tried to boot it back with his head to Carlson. Carlson called for it, and then he slipped just as it came off. And it ended up in the goal, Josh.
That was...
Argonauts anywhere near the goal.
We kind of scored on ourselves. It's an unfortunate play. You hate to see that here at home, Stu.
Oh, man, I can't... I'm stunned. I am sick that I had to call that, fans, as the Penguins, way back by their own goal, there were no Argonauts anywhere near it. The ball came off of the head of Ziegler and went right past Carlson, who had called for it, and ended up in the goal.
I mean, it was a blooper play, if you look at it.
A total blooper play.
It's something that you definitely hate, and that's got to be driving Delano crazy right about now. This team that was now tied 1-1, we're now down 2-1, and that could come back to hurt you.
Oh, a big time. There were no Argonauts anywhere near it. They had already cleared out, run to the other end of the field, allowing the Penguins... They just conceded the Penguins to clear the ball out, and somehow Carlson missed it.
And, you know, you can blame it on a lot of things. You can blame it on the field. You can blame it on the fact that, you know, we're working downhill, that, you know, everything. There's lots of things you can go ahead and put the blame on, but at the end of the day, you can't make those plays. You got to be smarter, and, you know, that's just an unfortunate freak accident of a play.
Well, you're not kidding. That was tough, and the Penguins are going to have to fight that much harder now against our arch rival, the Argonauts, from Notre Dame, Dana Moore University. Now that they essentially gave one to them, Josh. Any way you look at that, that's a give.
Yeah, it is, and they can't have that. And I wouldn't be surprised to see Coach Delano.
For as hard as they fought that entire first half, to then just hand one over on a miscommunication, that's going to be a tough one. Like you said, it might come back to haunt them, and. Let's hope not, even though Halloween is just a day away. We are out here at Forest Meadows Field on the 29th of October, 2009. NC2A Pac West Soccer. Coach John Delano style. Penguin Soccer at Dominican University of California. The Penguins are now on defense. The short in by Notre Dame. They bring it up. Now they move it across the middle of the field, drifting, drifting, drifting. Five steps. Now up the left side. Kick out right in front of the Penguin bench. Now the Argonauts maintain control. They've had a lot of control here in the second half. Scores 2-1, fans. Opening up the second half, the very unfortunate error by the Penguins to give up a point. That is a goal. Now the Penguins are going to have to score a goal and a half to get that one back because it hurts the momentum. It hurts everything. Now the Penguins have possession. Now they work it down. Good back and forth footwork. Penguins now, they found a seam. It was 3-on-1, though, and the Penguins couldn't get it. Notre Dame back outside to Shane. Hubert had it there, and now it's a header by the Argonauts. Penguins maintain control, though, at midfield. They back up on it. Hubert's now with a 180 kick around to the right corner. Cleared out by the Argonauts. Penguins sneak back in and get it. And they have an open man. Oh, no. And a loose ball coming. Uh-oh, it's tripped. Penguins are tripped up. Loose ball right here in front of the broadcasting area. And boy, those players, Josh, I think just did us a favor by not sliding into the broadcasting booth. They could have taken all of us out.
No doubt about it, but showing a little dislike of the trip there was Evan Cordova. He couldn't really, you know, it looked like a trip on our end. I kind of saw the tail end of it, but the referee definitely not calling it. We're seeing a lot of refs letting the teams play on today, and that's something that we really haven't seen a whole lot here on DU's field. They're usually quick to officiate, but you know, you got to let them play. It's senior day, might as well.
Yeah, that's a good call. Devin Weber's helping us out here in the broadcasting area with some of the stats and some of the terminology, bringing you senior day on radio.dominican.edu. This is broadcast brought to you by the Communications Department here at Dominican University of California, where our head coach is Melba Beal. Shot on goal. Penguins are there. Oh, boy. Shot by Evan Cordova right from about 3 feet away, Josh. I'm going to say 3 yards away. And it's picked up nicely by Notre Dame's goalie.
Not a whole lot of force on that one. He tried to sneak it in there past the goalie, Stu, and it didn't quite work.
No, their goalie was right in position. Who was that, Cortez?
That was Cordova, the true freshman. The goalie is Mora.
Penguins are back on defense now as the Argonauts can't get it out of their own backfield. Now they work it across the line. Notre Dame's going to slow things down. Penguins counterattack by DU works out. Penguins are back on offense right in front of the Notre Dame bench. Now they've got it right on the sideline. Now they bring it back into the middle. They actually use the referee for as a screen, and that's a good little move. Penguins looking for help. Can't get it. They have to clear it back into the backcourt, or backfield, I should say. Now the Penguins looking to set a new play up. Clock rolls, 38 minutes. Big long boot up to the front. Evan Cordova's got it off the head. Now the Penguins move it over to the left side. 2-on-2. Into the corner. Pedro's got it. He looks for it. He eases it through. 2-on-1 now. Pedro's got trouble. Oh, he sneaks it away back to the end line. Now he whips the foot around. Keeps it alive. Keeps it out to the left side. Shot on goal. Off the head. No, Penguins are alive with the cross shot. Penguins sneak back in. And Argonauts have it in the way back there, though. The DUs have the advantage. In the corner. Left side. Penguins now on defense, and the Argonauts bring it up. Penguins got it in midfield. Uh-oh, gets past the Penguin defender, and he boots it back up. It's picked up in the backfield by the Argonauts, who bring it up. Counterattack by the Argonauts. They move it up into the left corner. Now they're way on the other side of the field. Shot on goal toward the Penguin goal. Uh-oh, off the head, and it scores.
Another score yet again for Indy and you. I don't know what's happening with the Penguins defensively. They played such tight defense the first half, but it seems now two quick goals for the Argonauts, and it is now 3-1, and it is not looking good for the Penguins team right now, Stu. They need to be able to maintain their composure here on the defensive end of the ball.
Quick counterattack by the Argonauts, and Cristobal Montes, the 5'9 sophomore out of Fremont, with the shot on goal off the forehead, Josh, and it falls. And it bounced in off the left post. Penguins have it at midfield now. We're back underway. 37.5 to go in the second half. All of a sudden, it's 3-1. It was 1-1 after the first half. And the Penguins, with that unfortunate miscue, giving away a goal. And then this one was hard fought on the quick turnaround by the Argonauts. The ball is now way back in front of the Argonauts' goal. It'll be brought back in by Mora. Mora tees it up and stands way back in the goal. He's got the light blue goalkeeper's uniform on. He boots it two-thirds of the length of the field. Foul on Seager.
Looks like Alex Zeger went a little bit over the back on that one, Stu.
Over the back on Montez?
Yes, sir.
Argonauts ball, but the Penguins turn it around. Ramirez with the clearance, and now it goes out of bounds on the far side, Josh. And there it goes, and somebody's running after it, and the clock continues to run. One of the ball girls, 36 minutes, 33 seconds to go. Radio.Dominican.edu, a new game ball is brought in. Right in front of the Argonauts bench, it's thrown in. And the DUs are on defense. It's a nice throw in, and the Argonauts maintain control. At midfield now, they bring it up. Good communication on the part of the Argonauts. Argonauts now boot it way up into the right-hand corner. The Penguins are on it, though, to try and clear things out off the shoulders of one of the Argonaut defenders. Penguins are back on offense now, and somebody got twisted up right in front of the referee. A whistle, and the Penguins will get it back. Penguins tee it up now with 35 minutes to go. Vela with a free kick now from midfield. Somebody's screaming. I think it's the goalie down there, Josh.
No doubt. They're shouting orders, trying to get their team to be on one page here. It's Vela Indy and you.
With the long boot into the right corner, and it goes out. DU corner kick from the right side. Cordova, number 11,'s got it out there by the little flag, and he's going to bring it in, left-footed kicker. See, he's going to be crossing. And let's see if the Penguins can get one of these back. Ball in the air, too far. Header by Notre Dame. Ball's alive. Oh, man, and one of the Dames hit the floor. Oh, Josh, he's got the wind knocked out of him, and they're going to have to stop the game because number 10, that is Cristobal Montes, who scored the last goal for the Argonauts, is now flat on his back. Josh, he jumped up in the air, missed it.
And went right over the shoulder of Pedro Guevara.
And he landed on his side, and I think he knocked the wind out of himself when he landed. He really landed hard. In fact, Josh, I think I felt the ground shake way over here.
He came down definitely hard. That was an NFL-esque type hit. And Pedro Guevara definitely was going fast, and they called the foul on Guevara. He went up for the header over right in front of Pedro and happened to come down right over his shoulder. I do not believe it was intentional at all, but definitely a hard hit.
No, it was not intentional, but Montez got the short end of the deal. 34 minutes. Clock is not running as it was a timeout for the injury. 3-1. Argonauts lead.
We're good,
and there's
Montez
the whistle.
Up and walking,
clock
though.
Rolls.
Montez is up and walking. He's on the sideline getting a breather.
Yeah, he just got the wind knocked out of him.
Oh, yeah.
One of those guys I saw in one of those football games last weekend. Who was that? You know who I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I can't put my finger on it.
It's
just
the exact
right now.
Same thing happened. He just came down and... Oh, no, and there's a trip, an inadvertent trip by one of the DUs, and that had Kellen Coffis, the 5'8 junior, out of Ben Lomond. He landed right on top of the ball, Josh. He didn't even see that coming. He was tripped up at the last instant and fell hard. So he gets the free kick and way back there, and the Penguins are now on offense. Penguins are bringing it up after the loose ball. Now it's 3-on-2, and the DUs are back on defense as they gave it away. Penguins. Oh, man, there's a massive collision at midcourt and some wicked spin on the ball, Josh. It had a crazy side spin and almost spun out of play. It had this weird knuckling side spin, and now it's... Nope, they didn't call it out of play. It was right on the line. Penguins are now on offense. Penguins have got 4-on-3 across the timeline, and now the Penguins have given it back. A lot of back and forth here in the second half where it's 3-1 with 33.5 minutes to go in the second half. DU soccer... And a very quick kick against the Penguins by Luis Astorga, the 5'9 senior out of Las Vegas. Astorga boots it up against one of the DUs. It goes out off the Penguins. Astorga will now bring it back in, and the NDNUs will have a free kick, Josh. Penguins standing right in front of it, though, setting up a little bit of a wall. How you holding up over there? You're doing good work today.
Oh, appreciate it.
It's been a long day.
It's been a long day, but hey, we love it here on Sportscasting. I get to spend time on the best radio station on earth, which is Dominican Radio.
Well,
and you know,
some people might argue best, number 13. We're right in there.
The best of the best. I'll say that.
Well, we got down to number 13 was the best we've ever managed, but we've consistently remained within the top 20 for the past 5 years. And you're talking out of over 2,000 stations. So you know what? By saying we're the very best, you're not far off.
Not far off at all.
You could get a real argument from some people that maybe we are the best. Okay. We've got to attribute that to our leader, Melba Beals, right here at radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn and Josh Johnson. Devin Weber, she's alongside helping us out with things. She's one of the budding stars on the women's soccer team. She's a red shirt freshman. She'll be playing next year for Delano. She's redshirting, Josh, because of an injury. Meniscus problem.
Oh,
you
I
know
see.
About that.
And yeah, that's definitely something that happens to a lot of incoming players sometimes. They'll sit out due to injury or due to the fact that they may not be able to get a whole lot of PT. But injury is usually a big reason for a lot of red shirts, especially here at DU, because we definitely have a lot of freshmen who can play immediately due to their great talent, our great recruiting. But there are times when mishaps happen, but we'll see Devin on the field soon enough here. For
well, I hope so. So the ball now is back in play, fans. Back and forth, back and forth. The Penguins have been fighting very hard for it. It's 3-1 in the second half. We have 31 and a half minutes to go. Good defense by Vela there. The Penguins work it up. Oh, no, and it just skidded right past one of the DU. That was Cordova on the left side. He looked up on it at the last instant, Josh, and let it go out of bounds. He was looking to take it up the field on a fast break, but he let it get right past him. Now the shot on goal. Cleared out by the Penguins. And a shot on goal from the right side. Penguins are there. Uh-oh, here's another shot. And it's booted, headed out of bounds twice by Vela. He trips over his guy. Loose ball right in front of the goal. Whistle.
And they'll call a foul, and I believe that will go ahead and be NDNU ball. Or the DU's free kick, excuse me.
Penguins will back up on
there.
It.
That was Vela and, I believe, Astorga that got tangled up on that one. No, Arceo. That was Chris Arceo, the senior. 6-foot senior from Santa Monica, California, got tangled up there with Ryan Vela.
Huberts now dives under his guy after Carlson boots it out to midfield, but now it's back down in front of the Penguins' goal in the right corner, saved by one of the Argonauts. The Penguins pick it back up. One of the Argonauts got hurt. That got kicked right in the ankle inadvertently. And now the Penguins work it back up to the middle. Off the head, twice off the head. Three times now off of one of the Argonauts. Four in a row off the top. That was four sconce balls, Josh. You've heard that term, I'm sure.
No doubt.
Four sconce balls in a row? Four dome balls in a row? 30 minutes to go, France.
Four headers right there.
Yeah, 3-1.
Garrett Mitchell kind of got up frustrated with himself. Couldn't really catch up to that last one to keep the ball going on the offensive for the DUs. But
Joseph Mora, the 5'10 freshman. Goalkeeper for the Argonauts. Boots it way down there, almost the length of the field. The Penguins do pick it up, though, and booted it out of bounds right into the first row of the grandstands, Josh.
No doubt about it.
Well over half the field is in the shade now, so it's kind of nice. Cool things off. Devin's getting a phone call.
You're right about that. The DU Penguins here are definitely playing a little bit of catch-up, though, Stu. They're trying to get on the offensive, but NDNU, just like their women's team, is pushing the tempo, trying to keep the DUs on their backs, I guess you could say, or keep their backs against the wall. And the Penguins are just trying to find a way to break through and get some kind of offensive power going here, because now it is 3-1, and we only have 29 minutes left.
Josh, I give you the time, but one of the redshirting Dominicans is standing right in front of the clock over there stretching out. 3-1 is the score. Can you see the clock?
Minutes, okay, 28 minutes and about 50 seconds left here. The DUs will have the ball, and it will be booted out by Derek Wilkinson.
Wilkinson boots it out and clears things out. Now they go, Argonauts go way to the other end of the field. I think, Devin, at what point do the Argonauts start to milk the clock? You can talk in that mic.
It'll be about 5 minutes left to go. Right now they've got their advantage, and they'll just try and play possession for the rest of the game.
All right, we'll go to Devin here and there. Flip her up when she's not talking. When she's not talking to Josh, she's talking to me. Okay, now the Penguins are back on offense. She's feeding me all this stuff, all these stats, all these numbers. Now the Penguins are back on offense, right in front of that southern goal. Oh, no, and the Penguins get twisted up, and the ball ends up out of play. Penguins, good communication. They're shouting at each other, but they're still down 3-1, fans, late. It's getting late, Josh, 27 minutes to go. And so it's going to be brought back in by Mora.
They're having some subs now here, Stu. We have Diego Ramirez and Evan Cordova going out. Jose, I believe that will be Jose Contreras. And my man Spencer Eckert. Spencer Eckert from Claremont, California. Jose Contreras comes out of the beautiful town of San Francisco. The city, as we call it here in the Bay Area.
Inbound, city. Argonauts. 27 minutes to go and the clock rolls. Penguins are back on defense. Josh, it seems like the second half has been all Argonauts. They've had the majority of the offensive plays.
They've had most of the possession, and they have definitely pushed the pedal to the metal. The DUs have tried to fight them off defensively. But this is when you test your metal, and that one almost getting past Matt Carlson. It almost looked like a goal from our standpoint, but
you're not kidding, man.
Went around the goal, and that definitely was going to be a real...
Devin was cool with it, but I was panicking. I thought it was in. And we cannot afford at this point to go down anymore. I mean, 4-1 would be tough this late in the game. 3-1's tough enough, especially under the circumstances that it occurred. So now the Penguins are back on offense, and they promptly booted out of bounds over there by Brandon Davis. Brandon Davis keeping score, keeping the time, keeping the clock, keeping everything going, except the broadcast. Josh and I and Devin have that handled. This one ends up behind the Argonauts bench. Penguin roster is 28 strong, Josh, with 3 red shirts, at least. In fact, it looks like there might be more than that.
Our men's team has always pulled great talent. I mean, we have a lot of great talent. I mean, we happen to be in a great place for soccer. We come right here from Northern California. You have Santa Rosa, which is a great soccer town. You got Healdsburg, Windsor, Rohnert Park, all these great places where a lot of kids love playing soccer up here in Northern California. So it's getting bigger and it's getting better, and DU has definitely recruited some of the great athletes that come from those areas. And even as far up as Eureka, California, where Alex Zegler comes from, I mean, this is a kid who's played great defense and great soccer for us all around here for the past 3 seasons. And he is a co-captain on this team. And once again, another some more of that great talent from California. But we also have other players coming from Montana. We have guys coming from Southern California. A lot of great players here at DU. So the soccer team is doing nothing but well.
Well, I would expect... Even more recruiting is, you know, this is our first year in the NC2A. And in the future, especially with the way this soccer season has gone for both teams, that Coach Delano's, he's going to have some a real advantage in recruiting that a lot of first-year schools just don't have. But he's had such success that I think next year he's going to be able to recruit and get more Devin Weber-type players.
Well, the longer you're out of school, you know, the longer you're a head coach, you have ties with the surrounding schools around you and with your own recruiting area, and you're able to pull a lot of great talent. And such as our men's basketball coach, Coach Tavani, Brett Tavani's been able to pull a lot of great talent here from California. He's been able to make connections in Australia, pull a lot of great players from there. So it all works with good coaching and good recruiting, and that is what we have done here at Dominican University.
That's right, fans. Speaking of basketball, don't forget to check the radio station's website for the upcoming broadcast. We do start. Josh and I start the basketball season on November 6th, women's basketball. They have a scrimmage against OIT, and that's at 5 o'clock. Tip-off, that will start things out. And we are really excited around these parts to enter the NC2A basketball season under Terry Toomey. With Brianna Chambers and Coach Tavani, should be a great season. But now back to soccer, and the Penguin men are on offense. They've got it at midfield, but there's a lot of Argonauts surrounding the ball. 23 minutes to go, fans. Ball's live. Argonauts have it. Working back uphill. Across the midline now, over to the right side. Oh, good zigzag weave play there by the Argonauts to keep the thing alive over to the sideline. Penguins have it again. Penguins need to make something happen, Josh, at 3-1. DU looked pretty good at the end of the first half. It was one up. But now it's 3-1. And it's been holding firm there for a while. No whistle. Ball's alive in the air off of everybody's head. Now it's loose ball. 3-2. Penguins bring it up. Now it's 2-on-4. Penguins have it, though. 2-on-5. Argonauts continue to bring in guys. Loose ball up toward the sideline. And he's working. Uh-oh. Now they have an advantage with numbers. Good play there by the Argonauts. They move it over to the right side. They're looking for the shot on goal. Good footwork. They've got a wide open shot, Josh. Uh-oh, left-footed Cook with the hook. Oh, Carlson. He's right there to pick it up. Good play by the Penguins goalkeeper.
That was definitely a solid kick coming from Kofis, but Carlson was able to go ahead, be the great goalkeeper he is, get it in, keep it in bounds, and now the DUs definitely don't have to worry about another score being up against them. But it still remains 3-1 here with about 22 minutes left, and Dominican has to find an answer soon, or else we're going to be looking at the short end of the stick, which is in terms the loss of this game. But DU definitely doesn't want that to happen, as Jose can
long way away from that.
No doubt about it. As now standing in front of the broadcast
booth. Ziegler's in, Josh.
Well, Ziegler is out, and Casey Gibson is in. Casey Gibson from Flagstaff, Arizona.
Mitchell's out, and Ramirez is in. 21 minutes to go. The clock rolls 3-1. Notre Dame, Dana Moore University here on Forest Meadows Field at Dominican University of California. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station, the radio home of the Penguins, radio.dominican.edu.
And now, also, Alex Bolt will come in for goalie for Matt Carlson. And Alex Bolt, he is the junior here at Dominican University, former starting goalie until Carlson came this season. Alex
thrown in.
A great goalkeeper as well, though, Stu. And
thrown in by the Penguins. And it came off of one of the Penguins' heads, but right into the hands of Joseph Mora, the goalkeeper, with 21 minutes to go exactly, fans. Mora boots it way up there. Way up the hill, and one of the Notre Dames took it in the head. Boy, what happened there?
That was Kellen Kofis. He went up with the header against Shane Huberts, and Shane, definitely known for his athleticism and strength. I think he butted heads there a little bit, and
they
he's
both
a little shaking up.
They both looked for the header, and it sounded like a couple of flower pots clacking there, Josh, from here.
And Shane's head is starting to hurt as well. He bent over there a little bit to get himself a breather, but he definitely looks like he came out the better of the situation, and Kofis is walking around trying to get his bearings. A hit to the head is definitely something you don't want in a soccer game, seeing as you use your head so much for those great headers and such. Can get a little bit of I guess it caused some little frustration, but
He's okay. Everybody's up on their feet. Nobody's leaving the game. Didn't even have to stop the clock. 20 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Penguins have it in the corner. And the big long inbounds right up the sideline. That's flicked up off the head of one of the DUs. Uh-oh. And now the Argonauts working it back right in front of the Penguins' goal. Now they go left side. It comes off the back of one of the DUs. Penguins have got it now on offense, but only for a moment as the Argonauts pick it back up. Now they work it back down into the left-hand corner, right in front of the goal. Now it's a loose ball. Now the Penguins are back on offense. It's 2-on-2. Penguins bring it up. 2-on-3. Argonauts have numbers. Oh, man, there's a lot of Argonauts, and now a whistle. Garcia was tackled out there on the sideline, right in front of the scoring area. 19 and a half to go, fans, in the second half of today's PacWest doubleheader. Senior day, Coach John Delano, as you may know, in charge of both teams, had a victory earlier with the women. Now looking for another one of the men. Shot on goal from way out there. On the way, oh no, loose ball right in front of the Argonauts' goal. The Penguins now squeeze it out to the left side. Penguins have got it in the corner. DUs have still got it. Oh, man, and Gibson gets pulled down. Booted out of bounds. Going to be Penguin ball from the corner. Finally, the whistle. Boy, he got ripped down there, Josh. That looked like a football game.
That did look like a football game, as Kofis and Gibson were all over each other. Casey Gibson, a true freshman here at Dominican. Seen a lot of great play from him. He comes all the way from Arizona, as I said. Our recruiting base, it definitely reaches out there when it comes to getting great athletes here at Dominican. Oh, and almost with the goal, Stu. Almost.
From the corner, the Penguins bring it in. And
Tommy Clinch brought it in from the corner, and he almost got in there and booted in the goal.
Almost, but somehow Morris got right in front of it, and he muffed it for an instant. It looked like the Penguins had an opportunity to do something with it, but they didn't. 3-1 still, getting late, and now out of bounds. Argonaut ball right at midfield. The good part for the Penguins is the sun is no longer shining in the eyes of the goalkeeper. But for a good 45 minutes there, it was. For both the women, the back half of the women's game, and the first half of this game. So that's well over 45 minutes. But now, most of the field is bathed in shade. It's nice. Mid part of the field in sunlight. How you doing over there, Josh? You feeling okay? You got the sunlight on you.
Oh, I got the sunlight beaming right on me,
beaming
right on me, and it's nice, but I got a little cool breeze behind me, so I'm getting the best of both worlds.
It is perfect today. I mean, it's been cold and windy the last few days. As the ball goes out of bounds, we can talk about the weather.
No doubt.
17 and a half minutes to go, fans. 3-1 Argonauts. Perfect weather today. Not even just the slightest breeze.
Oh, no, not at all. It's been very, very... It's very nice. It's like the breeze, I shouldn't say not at all, but the breeze is real nice. You know, it's been really even weather here.
Good weather for soccer game.
And it was raining a few weeks, so
yeah, you're
happy to see it, you know.
In fact, like 1 week ago, it was torrential rainstorms here in Marin. Field's still a little bit sloppy. Ball's still alive. Oh, great play by the Penguins. I don't know how Gibson did that. He just, like, threw a foot up and managed to save it. Now the Penguins have got it in play right on the sideline. Working it from the corner on the end line. They're going to bring it back out. Is that Rafi? Who's got that?
That's Pedro Gravel.
Pedro's got it. Now he's fighting off his guy. He's fighting him. Finally works it off toward the goal, right into the arms of Mora. Mora ran up in the box and pulled it down.
About 16 and a half minutes here left to go. 3-1. IndyU still leads.
And it's getting very late now, fans.
Should be 2-1 if not for that one mistake goal.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
We're not going to talk about that because it hurts a little too
much. Yeah, I don't ever want to talk about that again if you don't mind. Now the ball's back in play right at midfield. The Penguins have it, and they're thinking about it. And both teams seem peppy right now, Josh. Nobody seems like they're pooping out at all. Both teams got a lot of wind going, a lot of excitement. 16 minutes exactly, fans. 3-1. Both teams back and forth. Now IndyU has decided to slow things down over there in the far left corner. Looking for a cross shot from the corner. Can't tell who's got it from here. They're so far away. Way on the other side of the field now. But I can see the ball tracking. Vela clears it out now. Brings it back up. Uh-oh. From midfield. They bring it up. Argonauts have got it. It's 2-on-2. Working it. Now drifting over to the left side. Shot by the Argonauts can't get anything on it, though. Kind of muffed it. Penguins pick it up after the missed kick. Brought up by Pedro. He's going to slow things down. He runs around and then brings it to the back part of the field. He brings it back across the middle now. Penguins have got it in a big whistle. Foul on Argonauts number 22, I believe. That's Serrano, the 5'8 junior out of Bakersfield, I believe. From midfield. Vela with a free kick. See what he can do with it, Josh. See if he's going to boot it. He does. He takes it way down there to the right side. Off the head of one of the Argonauts, but it's alive. It's hauled down by Mora. Mora jumped for it. Boy, that guy can play some goalie.
No doubt about it. Mora has really kept him in this game. Despite that first goal by the DUs, he's played solid and great defense. And IndyU as a whole has played defense, not letting the Penguins get a whole lot of penetration back near the box.
Mora's got a big leg, too. He booted that thing almost all the way down to the other goal. I should say up to the other goal. And then the return by the DU's goalie, Bolt, boots one, but a very high kick. Didn't get much on it. A lot of height. IndyU's got the possession now right in front of the Penguin bench. And turning on it, Josh couldn't get enough turn on it. It ends up going out of bounds. It'll be DU ball.
Yeah, real. You mentioned the goal kick from Alex Bolt. Usually see a lot of good goal kicks out of him. That one had more height than length.
Yeah.
But still yet, the DUs, they have to find a way to get back in this. They haven't been able to do much offensively. They've been holding their own in terms of trying to and holding off Notre Dame from scoring yet again in the second half. But they need to stay up and be able to stay on the offensive. As Jose is tossed down, that is once again the DU player. That is Jose Contreras from San Francisco, California, the freshman. Is knocked down on the floor. And he's all right. He's up walking, but he's a little upset now with the call from the refs.
Yeah, Contreras is limping off, but I think he's going to stay in there.
He's going to stay in. I think he wants a yellow card. That was pretty, I won't call that flagrant, but they definitely gave a little push there. But
it's going to be a free kick from inside the box, huh? Right on the edge.
And Pedro
just
Guerrero.
Outside the box, of course. 13 minutes to go, fans. 3-1. Here's Pedro with the freebie. There's a wall of Argonauts set up right in front of him. Is he going to let one of them have it in the teeth, or is he going to try and bend it around him? He tried to bend it, but way too much leg. Oh, man. He took that thing over the top of the goal, over the fence that guards the tennis courts by about 8 feet, and I think it's still going up, Josh. 12:45 to go, fans. 3-1. 3-1, Argonauts.
I'm sorry about that, Stu. Take nothing away from Pedro. He is the leader of this team in terms of offensive prowess. I mean, he leads this team in about every type of offensive stat. You talk about assists, goals, game-winning goals. He is, you know, the head honcho when it comes to that, and he's been a great player here since his freshman year.
Yeah.
Right now, the DU's all the ball will go on the side of the Argonauts, and the Argonauts will be able to kick it over as he passed over to Coffus. Coffus will have it. He's looking for someone open to get to as Josue Zamora, who's now in the game for the DU's. Josue Zamora is a sophomore here. He'll come up and try to play some defense.
You know, I can still see that kick from Pedro because he was just right in front of us here on the exact line trying to hook it around that wall of Argonauts. And you're right, he had a perfect direction, but just a little too high. I mean, it had a lot on it. That's why it was going up for so long. But the Penguins could have used that 3-1. And the Penguins are back on defense again. It seems like this whole second half I've been saying that. And DNU's got the possession. The Penguins clear it out toward their own bench. Reaches midfield. Headed back toward the Penguins. Rafi's got it. He brings it up the right side. Off the chest of one of the Argonauts. Now they slow it down. We're inside of 12 minutes now, Josh. 11 and a half to be exact. Penguins bring it on the right side. Ramirez has got it across the middle. Now the DUs have an open field. Contreras turns it around. He goes way down the left side, bringing it right at us. Penguins slow it down. We're coming up on 11 minutes, fans. In the second half, Penguins got to get something going. Oh, man, it slams right into the back of the referee. And the umpire right in the midfield. And that kind of hurt the Penguins. Diving for it now is Mora. He goes down on a knee, slides, and it hits the side of the goal. Not really a shot on goal, just sort of a loose ball. Penguins could use one to slop in, Josh. We'll just take one.
They definitely could use one right now just for composure.
Anything.
Just to get one in, to get some kind of momentum, which is something they do need. Time is still ticking. It's about 10.5 minutes. We're down 3-1. You got to get a score now, if any time, Stu, because time is really of the essence.
Penguins are going to have a corner kick, Josh.
But in now comes for the Penguins is Sarah Vegas.
Yeah. Vegas is back in there, and the corner kick now from Pedro is on its way. Hooking away from the goal. Vegas now away from the goal. Penguins are back on offense. Uh-oh. Was that Vela that took the dive? No, he's looking for a card. He can't get it.
That was Jose Contreras looking for it.
Contreras got tripped up, and this one is out of bounds and ends up in the grandstands. It's going to be Notre Dame ball. We're inside of 10 minutes, fans. And now plenty of players are limping around, Josh. I can see Scott Sweetnam, the 6-foot sophomore out of Pleasanton, number 4 for the Notre Dame. Dana Moore, Argonauts. He's limping around back there, but none of these guys want to get yanked, obviously. None of them do.
Oh, no doubt.
They want the minutes.
Game counts, and this is a Pac West game. This is official conference, and both teams want to win.
Is that right, Devin? Once you get in there, you don't want to get knocked out, right?
No, you want to play every single one of those 90 minutes. You want to play until the end. Leave everything on the field.
All right, that's like Josh in the broadcasting. 9 minutes and 15 seconds to go. Josh wants to go every minute of the broadcast. He does not want to be left out, and I can't blame him, especially in an exciting match like this. 3-1, Argonauts on top. Penguins, though, have threatened Josh in the second half, but they haven't done any damage whatsoever. It was 1-1 at the break, inside of 9 minutes.
They've been close to the Argonauts box plenty of times, but they're not getting anything done near the goal. Missed shots, missed opportunities, and defensively they've been able to hold up since that last goal, but it should be 2-1 right now. You think it'd be a closer game if not for that one must score, but
yeah.
8 minutes and about 40 seconds left. If anything happens, it has to happen now, Stu.
Argonaut ball as it goes out of bounds and flies right over their own bench. 8.5 to go, 3-1. And the Argonauts are milking the clock a little bit by taking their time, bringing the ball in. Of course, the clock continues to roll even when the ball's out of bounds, Josh. So if you are leading 3-1 right now and knowing how you are with strategy, I know that you would want to milk that clock as much as possible when you have the opportunity to do so. Now it's back at midfield. It's way back there. And the Penguins have got to get something going, Vegas. But he's all alone. It's 3-on-1, and he has the ball immediately stripped away from him. A lot of pressure on the Penguin defense. And now the Argonauts clear it out. They take it all the way to bolt all the way from one end of the field to the other, and he clears things out, and let's see what he does with the last time a very high boot. Another one, this one's coming right at us, and it's a mile high, but not very far. And now this one goes out of bounds. NDNU's got the ball. Off of the Argonauts, and the Penguins get the ball back, and that's what they need. Pedro's got it in midfield. He drifts across to the right side.
NDNU
pick it up.
I'm sorry. So NDNU has done a great job of containing Pedro Guevara. As I said, he's the lead scorer for the DU team, also leader in assists, and they have put the shackles on him today. You see two defenders on him. They're really not letting him get a lot of room to move around and do what he does. So it's pretty much up to the other players, and a lot of them true freshmen, to try to get something done here, which is tough to do with 7 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, 7 minutes to go, and the Penguins really got to get something going now. It's 3-1, getting very late. Notre Dame is working the clock to death, and now the Penguins have got it. Bolt heaves it across the field, and the Penguins have it alive on the left side. Eckert brings it up across the line. He passes it up. Good play by the Penguins. Huberts has it stripped away, but Vegas comes back and saves it. Settled by Ramirez. He brings it up the right side now, and it's booted back by the Argonauts. Every time the Penguins work it down there in scoring position, the Argonauts just want to keep clearing things out with one long shot after another. Work the clock. 6.5 to go. 3-1. DU's trailing late in the game, fans. Penguin women already won their match. And the men would like to do the same, but they're going to have to make a miraculous comeback at this point. Josh, the way I see it, though, it's not a full-fledged miracle comeback until you're down by two with 4 minutes to go. So the Penguins are still outside of that. Even if they came back now, it wouldn't be a miracle. It would be nice, though.
Oh, it would be wonderful. Definitely here at home on Senior Day for Sara Vegas. He's the guy who's been here for this team a lot. He's been a great team player. He's been a very, very integral part of this, this whole Penguins team for the past 4 years. And it would be good to get a win on Senior Day. I think every senior wants a win on their senior day.
No question about it, man. No question. And it is 3-1. Penguins are still not in the red zone, so they're not panicking yet. And this one goes way out of bounds. I think it may have flown over the top of the Conlon Center.
And the lucky fan from Spokane, Washington gets that one.
Do they get to keep him and take him home?
I believe the Penguins sign him? I believe they do. If it goes,
get Devin Weber to sign one. She'll sign
Maybe they can get us to sign one, too. Maybe we might be able to
put it in the studio over there.
Get some
radio.dominican.edu. 5.5 to go. I know we've got your autograph up in the studio, Josh.
Oh, it's
somewhere. We'll get
Devin's
in there. Coming up on 5 minutes, fans. Red zone time. The Penguins have really got to get it together now. They cannot continue with this lack of scoring, 3-1. And as you mentioned, Josh, it should only be 2-1, but nevertheless, 2-1, 3-1. At this point, if the Penguins don't score another one, it's not going to matter.
Well, the scoreboard doesn't lie after this point, and it's a little under 5 minutes here. Still 3-1, and something has to give for the DUs now. But they're
very rarely have I met a scoreboard that lies.
Very rarely.
Once in a while, though, inside of 5 minutes now, fans.
One that glitches every now and then.
That's true.
Doesn't lie.
That's like a fib.
That's a fib.
3-1. Josh and I are trying to make light of this. We want the Penguins to come back, in case you couldn't
especially
couldn't
considering
recognize
that it is Senior Day.
But 4.5.
The NU men's team has taken advantage of all opportunities given by the Penguins, and they are not letting DU get any opportunities of their own. They are staying tight on the defensive end. They are not letting any type of offensive pressure happen from Dominican's end of the field. And you know what? These are going to have to come with some kind of answer, and they're going to have to come with it quick.
Penguins are on defense, and the ball is way in the back field on Notre Dame's side. The Argonauts maintaining possession, just slowing things down. They're absolutely in control of this game, and the Penguins are starting to panic now. We're inside of 4 minutes. Clock rolls. Dead ball, out of bounds, looking around for a place to put it. And we're at 3:45 now, fans. The Penguins only have 3:45 to go, and another one out of bounds. This one's way out of here. Clock continues to roll, and they are waiting for a game ball to come in. Now we're looking at 10 or 15 seconds burning off the clock, Josh, as the ball goes out of bounds. Now the Argonauts are going to bring it in, 15 seconds exactly, 16, 17 seconds, and now it's in bounds right in front of the Penguin. Boy, that one was almost thrown into the goal, Josh. But Bolt came running out and saved it. Another high boot. This one has a lot more distance on it. Oh, brother. And Vegas, the last second, gets bumped. But he was able to, as it glanced off of his head, he's going to turn it around. Now we're up to 3 minutes, Josh. The Penguins only have 3 minutes with which to work. And they trail by two. Way into the back area. Mora's got it. And he's not going to do anything with it. He's going to go very slowly, and he's going to force the Penguins to come up on him. He's got it back there. 2 minutes and 50 seconds, 2-5-0. Very high ball. Penguins have control now, and that's what they need. Josh, it would be a miracle now.
Oh,
it's definitely reached a
now
monumental
it's
comeback.
Status.
Yeah, that's right. It's miracle status now.
It's movie status now, actually. Now it is a Disney
the Penguins
movie
do it?
status.
See if they can do it,
comeback,
though.
If they can do it.
2.5 to go, fans. Penguins have it, and they do have control of the ball with 2:22 to go. Now they're bringing it up. Good juke move. Penguins still hang on to it. They need to score right here. Penguins have got it up. Pedro gets tripped and fouled. Everybody on the floor. Right in front of the broadcasting area. I felt the ground shake. Pedro's got it. Fans yelling at him. Wait a minute. The clock's continuing to roll and nobody's got the ball. Pedro walked away from the ball. And now he throws it out. He looks. He surveys. He's looking all over the place with the clock's rolling. 150. Penguins really got to make a move here. Now he spins one in there. Off the shoulder, one of the D's. Oh, man, a shot on goal right in front of it. Penguins had a chance at it. Mora, though, snatched it up.
How about the goalkeeping by Mora today? That has to be at least the third or fourth time that DU is contested, and he has not gotten he's gotten one past him. I don't say he hasn't gotten one past him, but he's played great. After that, he has been aggressive. He's been smart. He has
perfect timing.
Yeah, he hasn't stepped up out of his bounds. He's played a good game so far. And I'll definitely give some more kudos to Alex Bolt. Since he's been in the game, they have not scored on the DUs.
From both times today, Carlson got yanked for the men, and the women switched goalies as Rizzo took over in the second half. It worked for the women's squad. But with 1 minute and 5 seconds to go, fans, the Penguins trail by two. I don't think it's going to matter. All right, you may have heard it, folks. Shot on goal, crossing in front of the Penguin goal.
1 minute left. 55.
To the far side in the corner. NDNU's got control of it now. They bring it up again. Another shot toward the Penguin goal. 45 seconds to go, fans. Ball's alive. Penguins try and clear it out. They do so. It's one-on-one over there in the right corner. NDNU's thinking about it. Oh, man, and these guys end up slamming into each other. And a whistle, and let's see what the call is. 30 seconds to go. Free kick, Notre Dame calls against Dominican Josh, 25 seconds to go. It's a two-point game. Be a good time to start praying now, Josh.
Oh, I'm praying
kick,
already. I got
shot
my
on goal. I know you've been praying for a while. Oh, man, right off the crossing, the header, 13 seconds to go. Clock rolls, 10 seconds now. And it's going to be pretty tough. Goal kick with 5 seconds to go, Josh. I don't like the sound of that. Get ready with the music.
Whoa. And you hear that music, it means it's the end.
You know what that means.
We're all done.
3-1, your final. Argonauts get past the guys. 4-3 was the final in the women's game. Want to thank Devin Weber for sitting in and helping us out with everything in the broadcast booth today. Devin, good job. Josh, another great call by you, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Glad to be here with you, Stu, on radio.dominican.edu. Unfortunately, they're not able to pull off a win for Sarah Vegas' senior campaign. But you know what? We are very proud of Sarah Vegas, and possibly we might have him here to talk to us a little bit on radio.dominican.edu. Tell us how he feels about being a senior at Dominican in his last season here. And he got to play NCAA ball. I know he's happy about that.
And if not today, maybe tomorrow night, because Josh and I will be back.
Oh, yeah.
With the volleyball broadcast tomorrow night. Roger Goodwin and the ladies going at it again at the Conlon Center. Josh and I will be there. The side out at 7 o'clock. Look forward to it. Thanks for listening today. Thank you, everybody. Our first soccer broadcast, Delano style, NC2A, right here on radio.dominican.edu.